is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
My name is Jacqueline Sweezy, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You're listening to ScoresPodcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good evening to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Speaking to you from Jackson Center High School, where this evening the Jackson Center Tigers boys team meets the Anna Rockets. It's our final 2015-16 regular season webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. And it's contest number 1004 since our inception way back in the year 2007. Tonight, Jackson Center hosting Anna with the Shelby County League Championship on the line for the Jackson Center Tigers on this, the last Friday of the regular season, Chuck. Rushi is at Botkins. Rushi defeated Botkins 58-28 earlier this year. Jackson Center, Rushi 9-2 in the league, tied for first coming into tonight. It would seem that Jackson Center's got the tougher test between the two clubs, the Raiders and the Tigers. So in order to get at least a share of the conference championship, it's a must win tonight for Jackson Center. Won't be easy because this Anna team defeated the Tigers January 2nd at Anna by 11 points.
Well, Anna played really well that night, and they are a real up-and-down team. But when they are on, I think they have the most talent in the league. They're only a game behind. They can't win the league, but they can tie for second. I mean, that's assuming that Rucci's not going to lose the Botkins tonight.
Right.
But Anna, they're big. They shoot the ball well. They play really good defense. Good rebounding team. Well coached. They are a team that's going to be a tough out come tournament time.
And if Anna had not stubbed its toe a couple Fridays ago in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com at Fort Loramie, the Rockets would be right in the mix with a chance to win the league or share the conference title. But Anna fell at Fort Loramie on a night the Redskins began a three-game win streak and are playing pretty good basketball right now to close the year.
Yeah, the Redskins are playing their best basketball of the year right now. And like I said, Anna's a real roller coaster team. When they're on, I don't know if anybody has more talent, but they also have the ability to lose close games.
Yes.
And that plays into Jackson Center's hands because they are a team that, like, they play man-to-man. They pattern. They get good shots. If you foul them, they make free throws. And if they have the lead in the fourth quarter, they are a really tough team to beat.
And when you talk about Anna's outstanding talent and the fact that it is one of the best teams in the Shelby County League, if not right up there even with both Rucci and Jackson Center, just look at the season results. Anna has beaten both Jackson Center and Rucci this campaign, winning games at the Anna Gym over the Tigers and Raiders.
Well, you brought up the only game that they would be holding serve, so to speak, if they hadn't lost that Fort Loramie game. And if they had won that, this game would be for a share of first place. So they are a talented team. I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game tonight.
Early in the year, Anna stubbed its toe at home to Fairlawn, rebounded, and won the game at the Jets Gym. But boy, if Anna could just have those two games back against Fairlawn at Anna and against Fort Loramie at Fort Loramie.
Right. And I think the advantage is they're taller, but they have more depth. They can play 7-8 guys. And Jackson really has two guys they look for to score, and that's in Wildermuth and Sosby. And then they got a couple of guys that if I'm playing them, I am laying off them, and I might even play them zone. But Jackson loves to play their man-to-man offense, and that's what happened against Rucci. Rucci came out second half, down 14 points, played a 1-3-1 half court, played it very well, and Jackson never recovered, and it was quite a comeback by the Raiders.
Drew Sosby averages 20 points a game for Jackson Center. He pumped in 23 the first time the Tigers played the Rockets. Brady Wildermuth at 17 a game was trimmed to just 11 in that game against Anna first time around. So Sosby and Wildermuth combined for 34. That's a pretty good recipe for success against Jackson Center. If you can hold those two young men down to 34 combined, I say hold down, 34 sounds like a big number, but the Tigers usually don't get significant contributions from other players. On a night they do, Jackson Center can be mighty potent.
Well, you look at the freshman Trent Platfoot starting to get more and more time as a pretty good shooter, especially if you let him set his feet. And then Gavin Boozer, he's a sophomore, been getting the start. And then also Bryce Sosby, another sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
But those young men really, if you're defending Jackson Center, they really don't look to shoot the ball. So for the most part, you're defending two players.
Yep.
And trying to, if they score against you, you're in trouble.
Anna flexed its muscle against Rucci and Jackson Center and beating those two teams, Chuck. And I mean, they really did. They broadened their shoulders in the paint. They dominated the boards. They got close-in baskets. They used their power down inside to the Rockets' advantage. And that was an 11-point ball game midway through the third quarter when Anna beat Jackson Center first time around. It wound up 54-43 right at 11. Anna had pushed it out to 7 by the halftime and really coasted to victory in that contest. Jackson Center out to prove tonight that that was somewhat of a fluke and turn the tables on the Rockets and ensure no worse than a share of the league championship.
Well, Kane Luthman, 6'4 senior, Blake Stevens, 6'4 senior, Cody Placer, 6'6 senior. All three of those young men not only can hurt you inside, but they can all go outside and shoot the ball. Blake Stevens, one of the better three-point shooters in the league, and he's very streaky. And then you go ahead and you throw Carter Huelskamp into the mix, 6'1 senior. He is a hard-nosed, tough defender, throws himself on the floor after every loose ball, a good rebounder. They have four outstanding starters, and then Nathan Frilling has been coming off the bench as a 6'2 junior, and he is a super sub. Yeah, I think he started the last couple of games, but boy, I like the chemistry when he comes off and gets things rolling for Anna off the bench.
Yeah, when you take a look at improved players throughout the Shelby County League boys teams this season, Chuck, I think you can point to Anna and Nathan Frilling as being one of those young men who's really stepped it up and grown over the course of the season, November, December, January, February.
Well, he comes in and he shoots the ball well. He plays good defense. Doesn't turn the ball over. That, to me, is a key for a sub coming in. And you look on the other side, there is nobody better than Drew Sosby and Brady Wilderman. That combination, the 1-2 punch, is as good as anybody in the area, just Division IV.
No doubt. Those two young men might be the best in the region at their respective positions on the court. Drew Sosby and Brady Wildermuth for the Jackson Center Tigers. Anna, the four seniors you highlighted, Chuck, all average 11 to 14 and a half points a game. Blake Stevens, Kane Luthman, Cody Flesher, Carter Huelskamp can produce double figures, and Anna wants to get that kind of balance tonight. They'd like to push the game into the upper 50s if possible. Jackson Center wants to keep it down in the low 50s, upper 40s.
Well, if they keep it in the 40s, they'll probably win the basketball game.
Yep.
But Anna's not an easy team. They rebound so well, and if they do rebound well tonight and get the outlet going and the running game going so they can beat Jackson down the floor, that is a recipe for an Anna win.
Blake Stevens dropped 14 on Jackson Center in the first meeting, that 54-43 win for the Anna Rockets over the Tigers. Kane Luthman, Carter Huelskamp had 11 in that game. Nathan Frilling had 8 off the bench. He'll start tonight. And Wyatt Benjamin had 6 in that contest. As I noted, Jackson Center had 34 from the two big scorers, only 9 additional points from other players. And Jackson Center has got to improve in that area in order for the Tigers to win tonight. Jackson Center probably needs additional support for both Sosby and Wildermuth because this Anna team is so daggone good. Great crowd tonight. Anna fans are here in full force, Chuck, like Anna's playing for the league title.
Well, they are playing for second place, and then it's right down the road. It's a snow-covered road, but still right down the road. And I tell you right now, it's as hot in this gym as it is cold outside.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I'm perspiring right through the T-shirt beneath my dress shirt. I recognize the three officials here for this game. Don't know them by name, but it's a trio of experienced young men, and that's good to see. When we recognize referees, we know they are from the area, and we know that they understand the two clubs on the floor and the coaching staffs as well.
Right.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight at Jackson Center on senior night. We've had 16 sets of parents recognized along with their sons and daughters who are members of the cheerleading corps, the pep band, and the boys and girls basketball teams. And we salute those 16 from Jackson Center here on senior night at the Habitat of the Cat as the Jackson Center pep band strikes up across the way. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, plus the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting anchor sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years ago, one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. It's Anna at Jackson Center tonight. Should be a fine game. Anna comes into the game tonight with a league mark of 8-3. Jackson Center tied for first with Rushi at 9-2. We'll have the opening tip-off and starting lineups in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
My name is Mackenzie Wells, a senior cheerleader at Anna High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Anna Rockets being introduced at the moment. The starters, Nathan Frilling, 6'2", junior guard, along with Carter Huelskamp, 6'1", and a senior. The front line, three seniors at the forward positions. Kane Lutman, 6 feet 4 inches tall, a senior. Blake Stevens, 6'4", a senior. And Cody Flesher, 6'6", and a senior. Flesher has really improved that mid-range jump shot over the season. And as Chuck noted, Blake Stevens can drop in the long three on you. Lutman also very strong in the mid-range. He, too, with a good outside jump shot. For the Jackson Center Tigers, the opening five is as follows. Drew Sosby, 6 feet, an inch tall, a senior, 20 points a game at guard. Along with Gavin Boozer, 6 feet tall and a sophomore. Brady Wilbermuth, 17 a game up front, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, a junior. Ethan Zorn, 6'2", a senior in the opening five for the Jackson Center Tigers. And Bryce Sosby, 5'10", a sophomore, the brother of Drew. Of course, Nate Barhorst, head coach for Anna. Scott Elkert, head coach for Jackson Center. Anna hoping that somehow, some way, Botkins upsets Rushi tonight. Anna defeats Jackson Center. Then we've got a three-way tie. It's possible, not likely, but you never know. You got to play the games on the court.
Stranger things have happened than that, and I'll tell you what. Botkins, I mean, they're not a bad basketball team.
Nope.
If you go out and take them lightly, but I don't think Spencer Cordonier is going to allow his kids to go in there thinking that they've already got the league wrapped up.
So many thanks tonight to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Opening tip to start the game, won by Jackson Center in the home white with black numbers trimmed in orange. And right away, uncharacteristically, Jackson Center throws it out of bounds to our left. And Anna brings it into the half court. High right, back of the basket, Lutheran. Flips to Huelskamp. Tipped, it goes into backcourt. Huelskamp tracks it down. Near side pass to Blake Stevens. Little pick and roll with Lutheran. No pass. Far side of the floor. Huelskamp steps back. Launches the three. It hits the iron and goes way up in the air and comes plummeting down to the top of the backboard and behind it.
Well, that was appropriate because that over and back should have been called because the ball was tipped by an Anna kid and Jackson didn't touch it.
No score. Jackson Center looking for its first shot. 50 seconds gone, first quarter. Sosby's got it outside the arc on the left. Guarded by Huelskamp. Now to Zorn between the rings. Near side to Boozer. Flesher picks him up. Anna defensively, Chuck, appears to be in a zone.
No, they're playing a man.
Flesher is just hanging out in the lane, isn't it?
Well, because that's one of the things you got. He's on Boozer, and he doesn't have to go guard him outside. That's one of the problems that Jackson has.
Yep, you're right. Brady Willem has got it. Right corner. Goes baseline. Oh, look at him use his muscle. He forces up an 8-foot bank shot. Difficult angle. Got it to fall in as he powered right through Flesher. And then Anna, in its haste to get the ball down the floor, pitches it out of bounds in the far corner. 2-0 Tigers on the goal by Brady Wildermuth.
Now, Brady's one of the few that has no problem going into all that height and scoring. He is an offensive basketball player.
Yeah, he'll survive contact extremely well and still connect on baskets. He will endure the physical play down inside. Jackson Center up 2-0, 6.5 to go first quarter. Zorn catches the ball ahead of the key, gives it to Bryce Sosby, out of Drew. Gilskamp runs at him. Cody Flesher is guarding the middle of the floor below the foul line, not coming out on Boozer. Sosby steps back, shoots a 24-footer, a big-time triple, no good off the flange, and the rebound ricochets to Anna. Forecourt right, it's Frilling, who fakes right, goes left. Gives it to Flesher in the mid-post, back to the basket, nearly walk. Here's a fadeaway, 14-footer over Wildermuth, bouncing, no good. Rebound hits the floor, Wildermuth digs it off the hardwood, sends it up to Drew Sosby, to Zorn, and the official spotted a travel by Zorn. Yep, he walked.
He did.
Played 2 minutes, one field goal so far, 2-0 Jackson Center. Gilskamp to midcourt. Gilskamp goes near side to Frilling. Whoops, away from the activity. We've got a shove off by Anna. And it will be Jackson Center's possession.
They pulled that on Flesher. Illegal screen, first and first.
First time these two clubs played. We only had three field goals scored in the first 3.5 minutes, but the first period score wound up 16-14. Anna, as the two clubs really heated up the last half of the opening period. Let's see if that develops tonight. 2-0 Tigers. Anna scoreless for 2.5 minutes. Zorn's got the ball 25 feet away. Gives it up to Sosby. Drew's got it to Bryce in the corner. On top to Zorn. Wheels it near side to Boozer. Flesher comes out to check him. That goes to Bryce Sosby on top. Picked up by Frilling. Now to Gavin Boozer 20 feet away. Zorn's got it. Guarded by Luthman. Here's Hilskamp with the assignment of trying to slow down Drew Sosby. Back to the basket, foul line, Zorn, near side to Bryce. Now to Zorn, 20 feet out. Bryce high left, Hilskamp puts a hand in his face. Ball rotated around to the other side of the floor to Wildermuth. He goes baseline, tries to make a wraparound pass to a teammate, Boozer, on the other side of the paint. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Anna.
He kind of jammed his foot there, too. He's limping around just a little bit. Hopefully he's okay.
Bryce Sosby inbounding. Left of the rim. In the lane to Wildermuth. Off balance. Using those long arms to get up and over Flesher and drop in a 5-footer right in front.
I think he's okay.
Brady Wildermuth wheeling and dealing in the lane. Boy, he handles himself like a guard. And that is a key attribute for a big man like him. Only a junior, 6 feet, 6 inches tall. 4-0 Jackson Center. Here's Carter Hilskamp, right side of the floor for Anna. Gives it out back to Luthman, left side to Frilling. Straight away Stevens. Near side Luthman, picked up by Zorn. Anna would seem to have a mismatch or two in terms of size and bulk out there if the Rockets can take advantage.
Yeah, they should be able to get the ball down on the block.
Half the first quarter gone, and Jackson Center is spinning a shutout, 4-0 over Anna. Tigers, man-to-man defense, mighty sticky here at the start. Flesher catches, goes near side to Hilskamp. On top to Luthman, to Frilling, low on the left to Flesher. Goes below the rim to the other side of the basket against Wildermuth. Left it short, no good. Wildermuth hindered him slightly and jerked down the rebound. Anna still with nothing to show for itself on the board. Trailing 4-0. 3.5 to go first quarter. Here's Bryce Sosby. Pitches a pass near side to Boozer. On top to Drew. fakes right, goes left, pulls up, and swishes an 18-footer. Drew Sosby in the head of the key. 6-0 Jackson Center. Frilling on the arc for Anna. Left-hand dribble, right corner of the floor to Yulskamp. Now to Flesher, 25 feet away. To Frilling on the arc, got it by Bryce Sosby. Down to 3 minutes and 2 seconds to go in a quickly played first quarter.
One foul and not a lot of baskets.
Exactly. Here's Yulskamp navigating the lane, then pitches back out to Flesher off to Luthman. Here's a three try. A lot of glass, no rim. Rebound right in the lap of Bryce Sosby of Jackson Center. Outlet to Drew. He carves out space in the lane all the way to the cup. Flips it up with the left hand. No good, but he attracted a two-shot foul. 2:41 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Jackson Center over Anna. Jackson Center has had a tendency to do this to clubs. They will patiently lull you to sleep with its offense, and then with a good man-to-man defense, make it difficult for you to get off clean shots. And just like Mr. Automatic, Drew Sosby cans a couple free throws, each one dead center. And Jackson Center owns an 8-0 lead over Anna with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Lupin backing himself down in the paint. He's double-teamed. The ball is raked away, goes through his legs, and diving on the hardwood on his knees is Wildermuth, and he scrapes it off the floor. Gives it up ahead to Bryce Sosby. Back to Brady, 25 feet out. Now Boozer, top of the circle, right side. Drew Sosby looks for a screen, still dribbles. Just over 2 to play in the first quarter. Jackson Center 8, Anna nothing. Shaking and baking, top of the key. It's Sosby, loops it far side to Boozer, who spears it with one hand. Back to Drew, twisting and turning. Foul line J, deflected by Flesher. Loose ball rebound to Yulskamp. Foul, Jackson Center on the back.
He got in a little too deep. He should have pulled up and shot it or taken it to the rim. You can't, if you got a shot blocker in there, you can't give him space. You got to get right into him.
Exactly. Sometimes, Chuck, if you try to avoid getting the shot blocked, you're more likely to get it blocked.
Yeah, because if you give him room, he's not going to foul you, and it gives him room to block it.
Good point. Here is Anna with the ball in the forecourt. Minute 35 to go, first period. Wyatt Benzman out there now for Nathan Frilling. Ball entered in the lane to Luthman. He tries to square up and shoot a 10-footer, and Brady Wildermuth skies to knock it free. What a block. Here's Jackson Center, forecourt to her left. Sosby pulls up top of the circle. 22-footer missed off the flange. Anna's got the rebound. Here's Carter Yulskamp, a little out of control. Jackson Center claws it away, and it's loose on the deck. It's ruled a jump. Anna will keep it with 1:11 to go in the first quarter. And Jackson Center continues to spin the shutout in this game. We played nearly 7 minutes. Rockets yet to get a field goal. Luthman inbounding low in the right. Good bounce pass to Yulskamp. He's too far under and tries to shoot it around from the underneath side of the glass. And Brady Wildermuth crams it again and takes it away. Yulskamp had no angle. Brady made sure that Yulskamp couldn't get the shot to the rim. And the Tigers set it up with 50 seconds to go in the first period, leading 8-0. Sosby gets a screen from Wildermuth. Back to Brady. Cross court to Boozer. Boozer hangs on. Bounce pass to Bryce Sosby. Now to Drew right at the Tigers logo at midcourt. 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Both head coaches up and barking out instructions. 25 seconds left in the opening stanza. Ethan Zorn, left side to Boozer. Boozer hangs on, looks for Bryce Sosby, top of the circle. 18, 17, now Drew's got it. Yulskamp tracks him down near the timeline. We're at 12, 11. Let's see if the Tigers clear it out and allow Drew to do his thing. He's on the dribble, goes left side to Zorn. Tries to enter to Wildermuth in the mid-post. Anna gets a fist on it and strikes it out of bounds with exactly 3 seconds remaining. Jackson Center will throw in side court about 6 feet up from the baseline. Here's Zorn throwing top of the circle to Boozer. Fadeaway shot, right wing. Well, no good at the buzzer. Would have counted had it gone. First quarter is history. Anna scoreless against Jackson Center. The Tigers lead it 8-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
And so many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Plus, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And don't forget about Frisch's. What's your favorite thing? Frisch's in Sydney. Jackson Center starts the second quarter, picking right up where it left off at the end of the first, with discipline on offense, working the ball around, eventually finding Brady Wildermuth, low post, right side. He's fouled as he goes up for a short shot. 2 free throws for him. The first, swish. And it's 9-0. Anna trails Jackson Center.
It's just amazing to me that you got 3 guys out there not even looking to shoot it, and yet you can get your score this many points.
Brady Wildermuth in again. And Brady's got 2 field goals, 2 free throws for 6. 10-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Half minute gone here in period number 2. Wyatt Benjamin's got the ball in the arc for Anna. Near side pass to Frilling. Hits Blake Stevens, top of the circle. Behind the screen, it's Luthman. Swings it to the left to Benjamin. Anna not penetrating the arc at the moment. Now it goes to Luthman, mid-post, baseline left. Thrown on top to Stevens, picked up there by Zorn. Now to Benjamin. Into Flesher. Flesher, baseline left. Tries to make a turn around Wildermuth. A right angle step toward the basket, and he dragged the pivot foot.
Well, I'll tell you what. Luthman is a very good face-up shooter, but he does not move in the post with his back to the basket very well.
We played more than a minute here in quarter number 2, and it's 10-0. Jackson Center breezing past the Anna Rockets to this point. High right, Zorn's got it. Right corner, Brady Wildermuth starts to drive on Luthman. Goes baseline, throws it across the key to Boozer. Oh, back into Brady. Brady's held from the backside. Jackson Center's Brady Wildermuth doing an excellent job positioning himself when he gives up the ball in order to get it back in a spot to shoot it with the defender on his hip.
Well, he did a great job that time, and the only thing that saved him the layup is that Stevens picked up his second foul.
Zorn inbounding, lobs into the lane to Brady Wildermuth. He goes up strong against Flesher. This time Flesher tips it away from him. He deflected the half-hook shot by Wildermuth, and the Rockets come down the floor with it. Down 10-0, 90 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Left side pass, Wyatt Benjamin, near side to Frilling. Straightaway Uhlskamp, left flank, Wyatt Benjamin. Frilling outside the arc on the right. Shows you the kind of respect that Jackson Center's got for Nate Frilling. Drew Sosby's on him. Nate Frilling has really improved his play. He's come on like gangbusters over the course of the season as a playmaker and scorer both. And right now, Anna stymied out on the arc. Here's Luthman. Penetrates the top of the circle. Gives it up to Benjamin. Tipped away slightly by Jackson Center. Rockets recover. And Anna gets a timeout with 5:47 to go in the second quarter, behind by a count of 10-0 so far in this game. Going to tell you about Goffney Furniture in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. High-quality furniture available at good savings to you at Goffney Furniture. Superb furniture priced just right for your budget. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Adams Tech Solutions in and near McCartyville is owned by Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S, and reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S. He is prompt, on time, high-quality computer service. Phone 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Reiss at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, Chuck, after the timeout, the Anna Rockets go to the post. And again, Brady Wildermuth with a big-time block.
Well, he knocked it up into the seats and caught a break when it hit Benzema on the way past him.
Yep, the ball got a piece of Wyatt Benzema of Anna. So it's a Jackson Center possession, already up 10-0.
Well, the only thing saving grace for the Rockets is they haven't scored yet. They're only down 10.
Here is Sosby, top of the circle for Jackson Center. Hands off on the play to Zorn. Near side to Boozer. Back to Wildermuth. Anna's played pretty good defense, allowing only 10 points in 11 minutes. Here's a drive by Drew Sosby as he weaves his way right down the lane. He's nicked on his way to the basket. Foul on the floor. Ball out of bounds to Jackson Center. Team foul 5 on Anna. It's inbound to DeBrice, to Boozer. Deep right corner, Drew. Frilling jumps at him. Drew pulls up, lets a shot fly from 18. Short, no good. Rebound away by Zorn. Left-handed, half hook, in and out. Tough break. Rebound by Anna. Here comes Juleskamp to Frilling. Starts to drive around Drew Sosby. Running one-handed by Frilling. No good. Offensive foul anyway. He charged. Jackson Center Tigers doing an immaculate job at the defensive end. It's almost perfect.
So far, they have absolutely been perfect. If Anna gets in for a shot, Wildermuth has blocked it. That time he took the charge. They are incredibly impressive here.
Tigers have thrown a blanket over Anna's offense in the first 11.5 minutes of this game. We're down to 4:35 to go in the second quarter. The Rockets are yet to score, really haven't gotten off a clean shot, a good look at the basket to this point. Here's Wildermuth hitting Zorn, cutting to the rim, driving shot with the left, no good, he's hammered on the arm. Good feed by Brady Wildermuth, good play call as well, as Zorn cut sharply toward the hoop.
They threw the ball to the wing, and then the defender's got to throw himself a pass over to keep that gut from happening, and Zorn got inside of him, and that's why he got the ball.
Free throw by Zorn, short, no good. Anna Rockets have entered Joel Cathcart into the game. Very good-looking 6'3 sophomore. He's got a lot of offensive tools, right, Chuck?
Yeah, he's outstanding. He's so much fun to watch.
Zorn missed a free throw, made a free throw for Jackson Center. Here's Lupin barreling down the floor for Anna. He hits a crease outside the top of the circle and ducks his shoulder into the lane. Defensive foul against Jackson Center. Only the Tigers second. Ball inbounded to Benzman. Benzman spins toward the lower part of the key and gives it back out to Luthman. Back to Benzman, right corner. Bryce Sosby on him with an aggressive hand check. Another foul. 4:11 to go in the second quarter. 11-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Cathcart inbounding low in the right for the Rockets. Looks. Oh, he deals it out to midcourt to Benzman. It bounds to the rear of the timeline. Benzman goes and gets it. Sends it up to Cathcart. It fakes right, goes left. Outside the arc on the left to Benzman. Wyatt to Flesher. Near side, Juleskamp. Foul line extended right. Juleskamp missed the jumper. Wouldn't have counted. because Fleischer clearly was not stationary while setting a screen.
And that was his second.
So for Anna, the foul situation, Chuck, is what?
Two on Stevens, two on Fleischer.
Under four to go in the second quarter. Wildermuth posting up in the lane, got the ball from Zorn, and then Wildermuth coughed it up. Here's Wyatt Benzman guarding down the floor for Anna, into the paint, missed the shot, tipped away out of bounds. Another block by Wildermuth, but there's contact down low from one of the Tigers. Two free throws for Wyatt Benzman. Anna yet without a point. Benzman trying to notch two here for Anna. He's at the free throw line. Tigers lead it 11-0. And Benzman's foul shot banked in.
That kind of tells you something. Yeah. That was maybe the worst shot of the evening. Mm-hmm. But it went in because he shot it straight on.
Yep, somewhat symbolic in that the Rockets just aren't shooting it very well at all. That free throw was missed so badly it hit the square above the flange. And Karam did nicely.
That one was perfect.
Uh-huh. Anna still without a field goal. Two free throws from Benzman. And at the 3:44 mark of the second quarter, Anna finally tallies a point, 11-2, in favor of Jackson Center. Anna's played pretty good defense as well. And the Rockets thus are down by only nine. Long, long three-pointer by Drew Sosby. No good. Rebound batted out to Zorn. Baseline left to Boozer. Into the right corner to a teammate. That's a drive by Trent Platfoot, who's in now. Platfoot on the floor. Oh, a good post-up move by Sosby. Low on the right. He split two defenders. Came off a screen. Caught the pass. Made the easy layup. Good dish in the corner by a teammate. Wildermuth. Wow. Brady Wildermuth hooks up with an assist to Sosby. They exchange position. Sosby went down low. Wildermuth fed him, and with 3:13 left in the half, Anna gets a timeout behind 13-2, still without a field goal.
Wow, I don't know if I've ever seen a team with this much offense not able to put a basket in this long in a basketball game.
So many thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Located on Shuey Drive, just west of I-75 at the Route 119 exit. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells Brothers has grown to span eight separate divisions now. Great services like material flow solutions, process piping, industrial construction, including electrical, plumbing, and HVAC work at Wells Brothers in Anna, wellsbrothers.com, home of the Rockets and top flight service from Wells Brothers, Inc. Here is Anna with the ball 25 feet away. It's Cathcart. Down to 2:48 to go in the half. Anna still not scoring a field goal. Here's a good dish from the left corner. Hilskamp finds Luthman, and he spots up and powers to the rim and gets it from point-blank range. And Anna, with 2 minutes and 39 seconds left in the second quarter, puts a field goal through the hoop. It's a 9-point contest. Well, you'd think, Chuck, if you go this long without scoring a bucket at the start of the game, you'd be down by 15 or 20, but not so.
Well, that's what I said. They are lucky.
Here's Brady Wildermuth on the arc. Passes to teammate Drew Sosby. Punched up into the air by Hulskamp. It goes into backcourt. Brady Wildermuth gobbles it up. Flips it ahead to Boozer in the right corner. And the Tigers restart the attack. 2 minutes to go, first half. 13-4 Jackson Center. Twisting and turning in the lane. It's Drew Sosby. Jump shot, 13-footer. Spun around three times and came out. It's a rebound to Platfoot. Back to Drew. Knocked away by Benzman. Benzman on the pickpocket. He dribbles 40 feet and scores. Nice play by Wyatt Benzman.
Well, I'll tell you, the difference now is that Anna has really picked up their defensive intensity, and that's helped them score a couple of baskets.
13-6. A minute and a half to go in the first half. Here's Anna with good defensive pressure. Hilskamp is on the receiver of that pass. Drew Sosby, who touches it last, it goes out of bounds. You're so right, Chuck, about the intensity from Anna's D. It's been good from the outset. It's even stronger right now. Jackson Center is being challenged to score. Only 19 points in this game in nearly 15 minutes. We're down to a minute 13 to go in the first half. 13-6 Jackson Center. Hilskamp's got the ball 25 feet away for the Rockets. Navigates the lane. Gives it up outside to Cathcart. Cathcart's three-pointer falling down is good. And he's fouled to boot. He'll take it. Amazing shot by Cathcart. And boy, the Rockets have exploded all of a sudden, Chuck, with 6 points, three field goals in the last 1:15, and Cathcart's at the free throw line. A three-point play chance, and he knocks it down. A four-point play chance, you're right. He hit the triple, then made the free throw, and it's a 13-10 game. 8 points in a row here by the Anna Rockets. 50 seconds to go in the first half. 25 feet away, it is Blackfoot with the ball for Jackson Center, the 5'11 freshman. Aaron pass for the Tigers. Picked off on the play by Cathcart. Look at him motor down the floor, all the way to the rim. Missed it, but a defensive foul on Boozer. Cathcart has come in and ignited this Anna team.
He just picked Boozer clean that time and then got fouled at the other end.
Benzman and Cathcart with spirited play at the defensive end of the floor for the Rockets, who are right back in this game at 13-10. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Cathcart drills the free throw. Five successive points by Cathcart. A long three-pointer, two foul shots. Another free throw upcoming. It's 13-11, Jackson Center. And make it 13-12. The Rockets strike fast late in the second quarter. Half minute to go. 1 point lead, Tigers. Sosby, 30 feet out, picks up his dribble. Goes to Wildenruth, right side of the floor, drives in Luthman, leans in, jump shot, high off the glass. No, rebound Benjamin of Anna, which will play for one. And believe it or not, the Rockets with a made basket at the end of the quarter could have the halftime lead. Baseline drive to Cathcart, shut off on the play of Zorn. Cathcart dribbles to the timeline, knocked into backcourt by Jackson Center. Benjamin traces it down, 7 seconds left. On the arc to Stevens. Foul line extended left. Jumping, shooting. No good, but he's bothered by Wildermuth, who nicked him on the elbow. With 2.4 to go, and Blake Stevens, who is jammed on the arm in the act of shooting, can give Anna the lead at the halftime. 2.4 to go. Unbelievable. Free throw Stevens off the back iron. Shooting now for the tie is Stevens. Jackson Center led 13-2, 10 straight by Anna. Stevens missed another one too hard. Rebound Sosby in backcourt to midcourt, lets it fly late, no good off the top of the glass. And with a football-like score here at the halftime intermission, we see the scoreboard that says 13-12. Jackson Center Tigers lead Anna by one. Anna, had it not been for a couple of blown foul shots in the last few seconds of the second period, could have the lead here at the break. And it looked like it was in deep, deep trouble, down 13-2, not having scored a field goal. And the Rockets came to life in the last 2 minutes, 39 seconds of the second period, racking up 10 straight. And Anna is within a point, 13-12 of Jackson Center at the half. Halftime report coming up, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Sydney Car Care in Sydney. The building market knows the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi as a fine distributor of many high-quality building products. Masonite, Superior Aluminum Columns and Railings, Safeway Garage Doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers in the area, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care in Sydney. At 1080 4th Avenue between the hospital and the drive-in is owned and operated by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. They have between them more than 40 years of car repair service. They are extremely knowledgeable when it comes to your car. Put your trust in Todd Brown and Corey Shreves at Sydney Car Care. Open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Very prompt service, affordably priced. And Todd and Corey will be honest with you about your car's repair needs. Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Our halftime report, Chuck, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, perhaps our most unusual first half of the regular season in boys basketball, and it comes on the very last night of our regular season webcast.
Well, I was going to use the word strange, but unusual works also. Jackson Center scored 8-5. They are really offensively challenged tonight to do anything with the basketball besides get the ball to Wildermuth, and they did a good job of keeping him away from the basket in the second quarter. He ended up with 6. Sosby had 6, and they got a free throw from Ethan Zorn. That is all their scoring. On the Anna side, off the bench, 6 points for Cathcart. Off the bench, 4 points for Benzman. And then they got a basket by Luthman. They scored nothing in the first quarter, 12 in the second quarter. They trailed 13-12. Rebounding, 4 offensive rebounds for Jackson Center, 9 as a team, turned the ball over 6 times. Anna's only had 6 rebounds, no offensive rebounds. That's amazing. They turned the ball over 3 times. The Tigers, 5-6 from the free throw line. The Anna Rockets, 5-7 from the free throw line in the first half. I bet there's not been another game this year, Chuck, in which Drew Sosby was limited to just 2 field goals in the first 2 quarters, 16 minutes.
Well, they're doing a good job. They're playing Huelskamp on him. Huelskamp, they're about the same size, but Huelskamp's got a little bit of strength on him. He's doing a pretty good job. And then Anna is doing a nice job of hedging and making him go farther away from the basket. He's doing his whirl trying to get into the lane, but there's so much length in there that he's having trouble doing that. They're going to have to get the ball down to Wildermuth on the block here in the second half to try to start scoring some points. And on the other side for Anna, Stevens didn't score. That's kind of scary for Jackson Center.
Tonight, a great example of how important effort and hustle can be, because those two things often combine to promote very good defense. Neither team shooting it well. Each club's defense has got the other club's offense turned pretty stagnant. The defense has been outstanding. As a result, each team suffered through droughts, and each club is still right in the ballgame because of good D.
Well, when you're looking at the score and it's 10-0, and you're thinking, I haven't scored the first quarter and the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, and I'm only down 10, I'm not feeling horrible about that.
Right. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 3 minutes away from the third quarter, 13-12 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nyklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And the Rockets trail Jackson Center 13-12 here at the half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of scoresbroadcast.com more than 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight seniors from each team, young men who have performed extremely well on the court and in the classroom. For the Anna Rockets, Carter Yulskamp's a 12th grader, Kane Luthma a senior, Blake Stevens a senior, and also Cody Flesher. For the Jackson Center Tigers, we look down through the roster and we see that Ethan Zorn and Drew Sosby, the only two seniors for the Tigers. Congratulations to these six young men. Outstanding contributions made by them to their high schools on the court and in the classroom. They are spotlighted tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Ohio.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The Anna Rockets did not produce their first field goal until about a two and a half minute mark of the second quarter. That was what was left on the scoreboard at 2:39, in fact, when the Rockets got their first bucket of this game. But nonetheless, Anna, with outstanding defense, is right in this contest, down by one, 13-12, as we start play here in the third quarter. Cathcart on the floor with Huelskamp and Nathan Frilling. So it's a three-guard look for Anna. Here's Huelskamp setting up behind a screen, left flank. Jumper short, no good from three-point territory. The rebound tapped away to Drew Sosby of Jackson Center. He dribbles out ahead. Head coach Scott Elkert motions for Bryce Sosby to go to the far side. Drew starts to the head of the key. Little pick and roll there with Brady Wildermuth. Nothing going on. Outside the arc on the left to Boozer. He hangs on, goes to Wildermuth, deep left corner. 50 seconds gone, third quarter. Wildermuth squares up. Awkward shot against Yulskamp. Mid-post area. He's got it. Wow. Nicely done. Oh, here's Anna storming the other way. Cathcart barges to the basket. Left it short on the dead run. Rebound knocked out by Anna. Boy, Joel Cathcart makes up his mind, Chuck, to take it to the rim. It's, hey, get out of the way.
That was an offensive move right there. He got tipped a little bit at the rim, I think, is the only reason he didn't go in.
15-12, Jackson Center. A minute 15 gone, third quarter. Here's Sosby on the arc, picked up by Yulskamp. swings it on top to Bryce Sosby. Oh, backdoor pass. It goes to Drew out of nowhere. It's blocked out of bounds. Heck of a play by Luthman of Anna. He came flying across the floor. Saw that Drew had sneaked in behind the Anna defense, and Luthman covered it up. Number of blocks in this game, but both teams, I bet, what, a dozen combined, Chuck?
I would say in that area, certainly.
6.5 to go, third quarter, 15-12, Jackson Center. Boozer gives it up outside the arc to Zorn. He rotates it near side. Caught by Boozer. Swings a pass into the post to Wildermuth. It gets away from him. He can't save it inbounds. It's Anna's possession. Again, Anna is a game behind Jackson Center and Rushi in the standings. And Anna win tonight. And then an upset loss by Rushi at the hands of Botkins at the Trojans gym would produce a three-way tie for the league title. Here's Luthman, baseline left for Anna. Fallaway shot, missed everything. It winds up being like a pass to the weak side to Stevens, who goes up for the rebound, and he's plowed into while shooting. And he's got two at the stripe coming with 6:09 to go in the third quarter.
That's two on Brady Wildermuth. He just got a little unlucky there. That was just a horrible shot. It went right to Stevens.
Free throw, Stevens got it. 15-13 in favor of Jackson Center. Second shot by Blake. One dribble. Fires in and out. He's now, what, 1-for-4 at the stripe?
Yes.
Rebound came down to Jackson Center. Sosby. Outside the arc on the left. Drew to Bryce. Deep in the left corner. Brady Wildermuth. Hands it to Drew. Goes baseline left. He's doubled. Back to Brady on the arc. High arching three-pointer. Missed the rim. And a one bounce off the floor. Gobbled up by Frilling. Long heave down the floor to Cathcart. Anna with a three-pointer can take the lead. Tie with a bucket in the paint here by Stevens. Awkward shot, wide right. Rebound though by Luthman. On top to Blake for a triple try. Plunk off the front of the rim. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Ball rolling on the floor. Bryce tapped it over to Drew. Here come the Tigers. Head of the key, Drew. Slips down the lane around Muleskamp, who gets a piece of his left wrist. Shovel shot by Drew Sosby, way short, but he was tagged. And he's at the line with two coming. Down to 5:22 to go in the third quarter. 8 o'clock tip-off tonight. This game being played briskly. Free throw, Sosby, good.
They're playing so fast because they want to get out of this heat.
16-13 on the shot by Sosby from the free throw line. Wyatt Benjamin back on the floor now for Anna. Sosby's got a pair. 17-13 Tigers. Anna in the forecourt. Benjamin, Cathcart, Frilling teaming up at guard. Baseline left is Cathcart, hemmed in. Throws it out to Frilling. High right to Luthman. Now Wyatt Benjamin 20 feet away. Foul line doesn't shoot. Gives it back up to Luthman. Here's Frilling. Pick and roll with Muleskamp down inside. Muleskamp bobbles tied up on the play. Arrow says Tigers possession. Chuck, this is about as small as Anna will play on the court at one time. Luthman is not out there. Luthman is out there. Stevens and Flesher on the bench at the moment.
Right, they went small to go ahead and go against the Jackson Center small lineup.
17-13 Tigers, 4:45 to go, third quarter. Here is Drew Sosby, 25 feet away. Head of the key, it goes to Bryce. Deep left corner to Zorn, whips it back to Bryce on top, picked up by Benjamin. Lob in for Brady Wildermuth, way short. Easy interception by Luthman. He dashes down the floor for Anna to Muleskamp. He probes the middle, flips it back out to Cathcart. 4-point lead, Jackson Center. 4:17 to go, third quarter. Muleskamp starts a drive. He's nudged. He took an elbow from a Tiger player. 17-13 in favor of Jackson Center. Every time I look up at the scoreboard, Chuck, it reminds me of a football game.
It reminds me of a first quarter score.
It was 8-0 Jackson Center after 1-13-12 Tigers at the half. We've had 5 points scored in 4 minutes here in the third period. Frilling on the arc, foul line, doesn't shoot, gives it up to Muleskamp, baseline right. Awkward bank shot up and over Boozer, short, rebound down to the Tigers. 3:50 to go in the third. Drew Sosby, top of the key, has a little sliver of daylight down the lane. Hulskamp defended him well. Shot short. Rebound Rockets. Hulskamp gives it up right corner for Cathcart. And trailing the play was Sosby, who got a fist on it and drove it out of bounds. Flesher in for Frilling, now for Anna. Let's see if Flesher touches it in the paint on this inbounds play. 3:42 to go, third quarter. It's lobbed in the lane for Luthman. Catches low on the left, spins, and hits a bank shot. Well done. It was going to go to him or Flesher.
Yep.
Rockets with a big deuce to cut it to two, 17-15. 3:24 to go, third quarter. Here's Willard with 25 feet away. Head of the key to Zorn. Left side pass to Sosby. Sosby on the arc, guarded by Hulskamp. Now Wildermuth. Luthman on him. 25 feet out, it's Bryce. Here's Drew. 25 feet away. Now Boozer. Benjamin guards Zorn tightly. Or I should say Cathcart's on Zorn. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Tigers up two. Zorn fires a long three ball high left. Missed it, no good off the flange. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Bryce Sosby in the lane. Jump, shoots, it rolls off, no good. Rebound on the hardwood, a scrum for it. A white shirt, a green shirt. Who's possession and a ball. Rockets a chance to tie or take the lead. Anna has never led in this game.
I don't know if I've ever seen a high school game of two really good basketball teams be this challenged offensively.
Yep. Each team having difficulty getting the ball in the hole last night of the regular season. Defenses have dominated. Offenses have not been crisp. Each team knows each other so well, that's for sure. Two and a half to go in the third quarter. Anna behind by two with the ball. Anna's Benjamin's got it in the left corner. Goes baseline to Hulskamp. He's double teamed. He's on the block. Ball stripped out of bounds by Jackson Center. Inbounding left to the basket. Wyatt Benjamin for Anna. Substitution. Platfoot, 5'11 freshman, back in for the Tigers in place of Bryce Sosby. Benjamin to trigger. The Cathcart on the arc. Here's a long three-pointer. Missed it hard. Great weak side rebound there by Luthman. Luthman goes back out to the arc. Bounce pass down low to Hulskamp. And the ball is poked out of bounds by Boozer of Jackson Center. Down to 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Well, if somebody gets 30 in this game, Chuck, that could very likely be enough to win it. Here is Cathcart inbounding below the basket, way out to Hulskamp, who makes a leaping stab at midcourt. Near side to Luthman. Luthman drives on Wildermuth, who closes him off. Ball swung on top to Benjamin, back to Flesher. Right side pass to Cathcart. Takes right, goes left, foul line, nowhere to go. Now to Hulskamp. To Benjamin, a minute 50 remaining in the third quarter. And as Benjamin tries to drop it down inside to Hulskamp, Carter may have used an elbow to separate from the Tiger defender, and it's called.
I think that was a correct call. Coach Barhorst doesn't think it was.
Minute 52 left in the third quarter. Token pressure by Hulskamp in backcourt for Anna. Rockets have had a few opportunities down by a point or 2 points to tie or take the lead. Haven't done so. Boozer, top of the circle, swings it left side to Platfoot. Back to Drew Sosby, 25 feet away, starts to drive on Hulskamp, gets below the foul line, fades, and misses a 13-footer too hard. Long pass, Anna down the floor, Cathcart catches barely in from the left wing. He's got it. Good driving layup by Cathcart of Anna, which is drawn even. 17-all. A minute 17 left in the third. Wildermuth left side to Platfoot for the Tigers. Jackson Center once led in this game, 13-2. Down low goes to Wildermuth. He's bothered by a couple of Anna defenders. Fades, leaves it short. Rebounded by the Rockets. 25 feet away to Cathcart. Sets up and shoots the three. He's not guarded. Missed it, no good. Rebound pressure all by his lonesome for 2 points. Anna up a bucket, 19-17. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Anna Rockets without a field goal for nearly 14 minutes in this game. Now lead by two. 26 seconds to go, third period. Sosby's got the ball midcourt for the Tigers. Boy, he has been held in check big time, Chuck.
Right. Everybody has. They got eight from him and eight from, they only scored 17 points. So
Sosby, a lot of dribbling near midcourt. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center spreads the floor. Juleskamp's done a good job on Drew. He drives, top of the key, foul line. Shovels that inside to Zorn. Right corner, flat foot to Willemuth on top at the buzzer. Three-pointer, wide right, no good. Third period is history. Anna fans joyous down to her left. Rockets have gone ahead of Jackson Center. Two-point lead, 19-17 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
The Jackson Center High School Gymnasium, the habitat of the cat, tries to get the jive going and rev up these Tigers who have fallen behind by 2 points after leading in this game. I think, Chuck, it was 11-0 or 13-0?
It was 11-0 and then 11-2.
Yeah, then two free throws
and
by
13-2. Right. That was the last time.
Here's Jackson Center with a long lob out high. Boozer tries to throw it 20 feet over the top of Rocket. Players for Brady Wildermuth, who made a fingertip catch. He was knocked down by an Anna man. Ball was touched last, out of bounds by the Rockets. Tigers inbounded, behind by 2 points. Two free throws by Anna after about the first 13 and a half minutes of this game, and finally a bucket with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. It was 11-0 Jackson Center, 11-2 Tigers. Two made free throws by Anna, then 13-2 Jackson Center. And it was on the plus side of 2 minutes before Anna got its first bucket. Here's Sosby finding his way three, top of the circle, gets a double screen, and buries a triple for Jackson Center, which leads it 20-19. Write that down, 7-10 left in the third. Three-pointer, Drew Sosby, to put Jackson Center back on top. Here's a loose ball in the right corner. Oh, what a save. Great hustle by Drew Sosby. He leaped in midair over the out-of-bounds area and saved an errant pass or a deflection by Jackson Center back onto the court. And the Tigers come away with a possession. Here's Wildermuth diving into the lane, spins with the left hand and banks it in, and he's fouled. The Tigers have come to life. Anna may get a timeout, now down by 3, 22-19. A three-pointer by Sosby, a two-pointer by Wildermuth, a chance for a made free throw by him, and a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and he gets it. A quick six by Jackson Center, which trailed 19-17, and it's now 23-19 Tigers, just like that. 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Benzman's got the ball ahead of the key, clearly over-guarding by Sosby, who tried to rip it away from him. He got too physical. Foul called.
Well, you can see his eyes get a little big there because he's on the sophomore that doesn't get a ton of varsity time. Thought he had some easy pickings, but he fouled him.
Here is Anna inbounding. Juleskamp ahead of the key. 6 points by Jackson Center in the last 50 seconds. to lift the Tigers to a four-point edge. Oh, here's a nice lob down inside. Cathcart finds Lukeman. He's alone on the block and banks it in. Ann has been trying to do that all night. Jackson Center has covered it up pretty well. That time, Anna executed, 23-21, Tigers, 5:50 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Brady Wildermuth, outside the arc on the left to Bryce Osby. Straightaway, Drew lets it fly, three-pointer, short. Rebound jerked off the glass, but Cathcart down to Stevens. Stevens going pell-mell to the rim, angles to the basket, and a body block thrown by a Tiger in the act of shooting, and Stevens has got a pair to tie the game. Blake has not been sharp at the stripe so far.
He's got 1 point in the game.
Blake Stevens, 13 and a half per contest on the year. Six the foul shot. He's still without a field goal. He's made it a 23-22 contest. Second shot here for Blake. One bounce up and in again. And we're tied right back up at 23-23 with 5:43 to go in the fourth quarter. What a game this has been. Jackson Center got the first 11. Anna made a couple free throws with only 3 minutes and change to go in the first half. Anna didn't get its first field goal in the game till 2:39 remained in the first half. But then Anna, with a flurry of points late in the second quarter, made it a 13-12 game at halftime. Jackson Center's 11-point cushion was whittled to one. And now we're even up at 23. Here's Brady Wildermuth. He's drilling hard into the lane. A little leaner, a teardrop right in front. A favorable hop off the rim, and in it goes.
That's why I see him as a three-position player when he gets to college.
I think you're right. That's a good spot for him. He handles the ball so well on the bounce as he did on that play. Not many high school centers can start 25 feet away and look so nimble in the lane after several dribbles. Oh, what a bank shot. Fadeaway Stevens, 45 degrees off the baseline. 12-footer went up in the air and very neatly kissed it in off the window to match the Wildermuth goal. We're tied back up at 25. 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Wildermuth outside the arc to Boozer. Straightaway Sosby, still on the bounce. Holds it high overhead to Boozer. 25-25, under 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Deep right corner, Sosby. Fakes right, goes left, all the way to the rim, around two Rockets. Left it short, he was bothered by Frilly and Lukeman. Lukeman's got the ball, down to Stevens. Pull up Jay from 15, no. Rebound, Wildermuth. Anna with a shot at the lead right there, but a misfire, a little hard. And as we near the four-minute mark, the Tigers set up shop. We're even at 25. Wildermuth, top of the circle, left side to Boozer. What a feather in the Rockets' cap this would be if Anna were to knock off Jackson Center twice, having beaten Rushi once in two tries already this year. Anna might not win the league if Rushi were to win this evening, but if Anna won, they would be able to highlight the fact they beat Rushi and Jackson Center. Jackson Center, Chuck, 3 out of 4 tries.
Yep, unfortunately, they dropped a couple they maybe shouldn't have lost.
Exactly. We've got a turnover of a Jackson Center down to a right, a travel at the top of the circle, and the Rockets get it back with the game tied. 3:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. Foul line, Huelskamp dribbles, then retreats. Head coach Nate Barhorst calling out instructions. Near side pass to Cathcart. 5 team fouls on Anna, 4 in Jackson Center. Rushi playing at Botkins tonight. Raiders in a first-place tie for with Jackson Center, a 9-2 mark for each club coming into the game. Anna 8-3. Only way Anna could get a share would be to win tonight and for Botkins to upset Rushi. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Anna throws in. We're all the way down to 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 25. Inside pass by Anna. Broken up by Brady Wildermuth. Rockets get it back at Huelskamp. Low on the left. Dribbles. Lays it up. He's got it. Around Brady Wildermuth went Huelskamp with a strong effort.
That would have been a good time to call a timeout if you were Jackson Center.
Had a scattered floor after a loose ball developed around the foul line. Anna came up with it. Huelskamp with strength, muscled in two, lower the left, and Anna's got a 2-point lead. with 2:38 to go in the game. Here's Sosby darting down the lane, all the way to the rack, driving layup with the left hand. Got it. Tied at 27. Hillscamp into the forecourt for Anna. 2:20 left to go in the game. Left side to Stevens. Back to Hillscamp on the arc. Guarded by Boozer. Rotated right side to Frilling. Ball high overhead. Picked up by Bryce Sosby. Down to Hillscamp. Boozer on him. They want to go to Luthman. Dropping down in to help is Boozer. No pass available. Deep right corner Frilling. Opposite baseline to Luthman. Back to Frilling on the arc. Set. Shoots the three. Bullseye! Nathan Frilling comes up big. As he has most of the year for the Rockets. Starting tonight's game. A subs role most of the year. He's got to be one of the most improved in the county this season. And Anna suddenly's got a three-point lead, 30-27. A minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Bryce Sosby, far left side, on top to Drew. Near wing to Zorn. Skips it cross-court to Bryce. A minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Willemuth straight away, picked up by Luthman. Willemuth hangs on, puts it on the deck, drives baseline, goes around his man and puts it in. Oh, and a depth play by Brady Willemuth. Those guard-like skills. Timeout called. A minute 22 to go in the game. 1-point lead, Anna, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Amazingly, Jackson Center led 8-0 over Anna after one quarter. Anna was behind by 11 points, 11-0, beyond the midway point of the second quarter before the Rockets finally got on the board, shaved Jackson Center's lead to 1, 13-12 at the half. Anna went ahead by 2, 19-17 after 3. Anna now leads 30-29, a minute 10 left to go in the game. Rockets have the ball in the half court, and being double-teamed is Benjamin. The ball rolls away from him. It's at the scorer's table, out of bounds, touch by Jackson Center. Oh, is that close?
Well, Jackson Center's got two more fouls to give before they're going to send Anna to the free throw line, so.
Yep, four team fouls on Jackson Center, five on Anna, neither team in the bonus. Benjamin's got the ball with 58 seconds to go, Anna up one. Right side to Frilling. Swings it on top to Luthman. Near side to Hillscamp, guarding him Boozer. He turned him around, but Hillscamp regained his balance, threw it cross court to Stevens, baseline right around the defender. He stopped on the play by Zorn, who committed the defensive foul, not in the act of shooting.
Boy, I tell you what, that absolutely could have gone against Stevens because he hooked him as he went around him.
And it looked like he might have. Head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center wants a timeout. It's turned into a very close encounter. We thought it would be. Figured more points would be scored. But Chuck,
a heck of a halftime score.
What, midway second quarter, we both agreed that 30 points might win this game, and that's where we are right now.
That's exactly right.
30-29, Anna, 44.4 to go. Rockets ball in the half court when play resumes. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got a set of four Division IV girls sectional games for you from Sydney. Roushey Houston at 1 o'clock. Troy Christian, Jackson Center at 2:30. Fort Laramie Riverside at 4. And then Sonia Botkins at 5:30. Webcast time at 12:45 tomorrow from Sydney High School on scoresbroadcast.com. The players are lined up along the foul line to the right. Inbound by Hillscamp to Stevens in the corner. Back to Hillscamp, 30 feet away. Over guarding by Boozer. That was semi-intentional. And that gives Jackson Center five or six team fouls. Yep, there it goes. Six is registered on the board. And with the next one, Anna will shoot the one and one. We're down to 39.7 to go in this game. 1 point lead. Anna, head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center, gets another TO. Again, 39.7 left. Anna in the lead, 30-29. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Brookins, the place to be today for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy the banquet room or the spacious second floor for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Well, Chuck, Jackson Center coming out of the timeout, fouls immediately.
Yeah, they knew who they wanted to foul. I mean, I'm not saying that Huelskamp is the guy to foul, but the first person who touched the ball, because they want to lengthen this game.
Only 2 seconds went off the clock. Huelskamp with the one and one for Anna, and he's got it. 31-29 in favor of the Rockets. 37.4 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw by Carter Huelskamp, who's done an outstanding defensive job on Drew Sosby here tonight. Second foul shot also made by Huelskamp, and Anna takes a timeout. 32-29 Rockets with 37.4 to go here in the fourth quarter. It has been a defensive tussle. These two clubs, Chuck, know each other so well. The defenses know the offenses like the backs of their hands. And it's shown here tonight. In fact, Anna went deep into the second quarter before scoring, down 11-0 at one point.
Well, I mean, you look at this, and Jackson Center, they've got 1 point out of Zorn. Everything else has been Rotermuth and Sosby. They've had Platfoot, they've had Boozer, they've had Bryce Sosby on the floor. None of those young men have taken a shot.
You're right. Well, Jackson Center's got to go the length of the court against token pressure from Anna. 35 seconds and counting. Here's Sosby on the dribble. Tigers are down three. Screen from Wilhelmuth out high. Sosby drives right down the lane. All the way to the rim. It's tipped by Fresher, who got a piece of it. Jackson Center wanted a foul. The Rockets got it in backcourt. Fresher delivers up the floor to Stevens. Foul by Jackson Center. 22.8 to go. If Sosby made a hard drive to the basket, Anna tried to make sure it didn't foul. Believe it or not, though, the Rockets might have gotten a fingertip on the shot, Chuck.
I think they did.
One and one for Fletcher of Anna, and he hits it. 33-29. Anna's up four.
Five for five here in the fourth quarter for the Rockets. They're taking a page out of Jackson Center's book.
Fletcher again. He pops that one up and good. 5 point lead. Anna, biggest lead of the game for the Green. Jackson Center in the forecourt. Sosby shovels down inside to Brady Wilhelmuth. Awkward off balance. Nails it. He wanted a foul as well. No call. Timeout with 14.1 remaining. And Anna up three, 34-31. You can bet the Tigers will force the Rockets to shoot one more one and one.
Oh, right away. They're going to try to steal the inbound, and then no matter who gets it, they got to foul them.
18 fouls on the Tigers. One more one-and-one situation for Anna, which leads by three with 14.1 to go.
A lot of contact on that shot by Wilhelmuth. It was not called.
Exactly.
The referees have kind of let them bound on each other now in this second half, but they've been consistent.
Yeah, Brady scored, shrugged his shoulders like, hey, why am I not shooting a three-point play chance? But the officials ignored that contact and have, for the most part, at both ends of the floor. This would be a huge feather in the cap of the Rockets. if for the third time in four tries this year, and it could beat Jackson Center and Rushi. In fact, this would make it a clean sweep. 2-0 for the Rockets over the Tigers.
They'll do that, but it'll also make the Anna people go home and go, what if?
Exactly. Having lost to Fort Loramie and Fairlawn earlier in the Shelby County League season. Here's Frilling in backcourt, trying to get it in play. Gives it to Hulskamp. Hulskamp below the wrong basket, tries to dribble out of trouble, makes a pass, hooking foul against the Tigers with 11.8 to go. Still plenty of time after a missed free throw here by Hanna for Jackson Center to get a three-point play of some kind. But Anna can almost seal it shut
with two of them.
Uh-huh. One free throw would make it a two-possession game, barring a foul on a made three-pointer. Hulskamp with the strike for the Rockets. He flips it up and in. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna is saying, hey, get away from the Jackson Center man with the ball after this free throw. Do not foul. Hulskamp again. Got it again. Would you believe it? The Anna Rockets are up five. 9 seconds to go in the game. Here is Drew Sosby guarding down the floor. He scurries into the lane. Hurries his shot with the left hand. Missed it, no good. Anna's got the rebound, and it's over. The Anna Rockets have beaten the Jackson Center Tigers twice this year. 54-43 at Anna and 36-31 tonight here at Jackson Center. And as a result, the Rushi Raiders with a win at Botkins this evening can claim the outright Shelby County League Championship, with Anna and Jackson Center falling into a second-place tie. Anna and Jackson Center conclude the Shelby County League seasons with identical records of 9-3. Anna defeated Jackson Center twice here in 2015-16 by 11, as I mentioned, at Anna, and by 5 here tonight, 36-31. Rockets win it on a night when Anna's offense went south for better than the first quarter and a half. Anna's defense was extremely steady, and as a result, the visiting team, Anna, held Jackson Center to 31 points, 23 over the last three quarters of this game, and the Rockets defeat the Jackson Center Tigers and win them both, making it a clean sweep over the orange and black this year. Wow, what a game, Chuck.
Well, it was not artistic.
Nope.
But Anna did what they had to do. I mean, they were not scoring at all, and they were playing good defense early, but boy, in the second half, they just came out and just ratcheted up their defense, and Jackson Center couldn't get a sniff. They got 30 points out of Wildermuth and Sosby and a free throw out of Ethan Zorn. That is a recipe for disaster, and if that's the way it's going to continue, they're not going to go very far in the tournament.
Well, we talked about the fact in the pregame that Wildermuth and Sosby got virtually all of Anna's points in that first round meeting, or I should say got virtually all of Jackson Center's points in that first round meeting with Anna, and it simply didn't work out positively for Jackson Center on that particular night. Anna won by 11, and again here tonight, Anna slows down Sosby in the first meeting between the two. Anna was successful in slowing down Wildermuth, and the Rockets stopped the other players cold in both meetings. And as you say, hey, that's a formula for beating Jackson Center if you can accomplish it.
Well, like I said, nobody shot the ball except for Sosby and Wildermuth. I think Zorn might have taken a shot. Platfoot didn't shoot one. Boozer didn't shoot one. And Bryce Sosby did not shoot the ball.
Again, to summarize, Jackson Center led 8-0 after a quarter, was up 11-0 beyond the halfway mark of the second period. Finally, Anna notched a couple free throws. Jackson Center got a field goal and led 13-2 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter, not the first, the second quarter, before Anna got its first bucket. Then the Rockets went on a tear the final 2 minutes plus of the second period and whittled Jackson Center's lead all the way down to 13-12 at the halftime break. Anna outpointed Jackson Center 7-4 in a very low-scoring third quarter to lead 19-17 after three. Anna broke out on top to start the fourth. Jackson Center had a flurry of 6 points in less than a minute to go ahead by four at 23-19. About just under 5 minutes to go in the game. Jackson Center was ahead by four at 23-19. And, wow, this game wound up with Anna producing 17 points of its 36 in the fourth quarter after taking three quarters to get the first 19.
Well, they were 8 for 8 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws. 14 of 17 for the game.
That did it.
But 8 for 8 standing out there. Uleskamp was 4 for 4, and Stevens 2 for 2, and Fleischer 2 for 2. And I'll tell you what, we start looking at the Clancy's players of the game. Wildermuth has got to get it for Jackson Center with his 17, probably block five or six shots to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, Joel Cathcart off the bench, sophomore, scored 8 points, really sparked that run to get them back in the game along with Carter Benzman. But Joel Cathcart, player of the game for Anna, and Brady Wildermuth, Clancy's player of the game for Jackson Center.
And Chuck, I made a note that with just under two to play in the game, Nate Frilling hit a three-pointer for Anna to break a 27-27 tie. Anna never trailed thereafter.
That was his only basket. But they had seven people score tonight. Jackson Center had three.
Again, Joel Cathcart ignites Anna. He's our Clancy's Award winner, as is Brady Wildermuth for Jackson Center. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Anna Rockets with this come from behind 36-31 win over Jackson Center tonight, climbed to 14-7 on the year, close out the campaign no worse than second, a tie in the Shelby County League with Jackson Center, 9-3 record in SCL action for Anna. The Rockets have one more game remaining tomorrow night at Covington before playing Northwestern in the first round of Division III tournament play on February 20th. Meanwhile, Jackson Center's record falls to 17-4, 9-3 in the Shelby County League, dead heat with Anna. And again, Jackson Center's got a game tomorrow night to close out the regular season. It is at Riverside. Jackson Center plays Ansonia in round one of the boys' Division IV tourney at Piqua, also on the 20th of February. Again, if Rushi defeats Botkins tonight, the Rushi Raiders take the outright boys' championship in the Shelby County League with a mark of 10-2. Chuck enjoyed it. It was a sluggish game offensively. Anna Rockets' strength down inside got the job done in the fourth quarter for certain, and super free throw shooting too, as you noted.
They did a great job shooting it, and defensively they really didn't allow Sosby to get to the rim, and they kept pushing Wildermuth away from the basket, where he wasn't nearly as effective as he was in the first half. He ended up scoring 9 points in the fourth quarter, but it was too little too late.
Yeah, Jackson Center Tigers only scored 17 points in the second half of the first meeting between the two teams. And here tonight, Jackson Center gets only 18 in the second half of tonight's game. Anna's defense does the job on the Tigers in both matches this year.
Well, the sad part is that 18 points was better than the 13 they got in the first half.
you're right. Jackson Center had every opportunity to pull away by halftime
early, yes.
Yeah, and get a huge lead. Didn't get it done. Anna's defense kept the Rockets' offense in the game until Anna did get
untracked at the offensive end. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight on Scores Broadcast: American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star in Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Plus, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot in the in-between south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Don't forget, girls Division 4 tourney play tomorrow, 12:45 p.m., that's webcast time on scoresbroadcast.com. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Anna Rockets have defeated the Jackson Center Tigers 36-31.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They can lose the Fairlawn.
Oh, yeah.
These two teams could flame out in the second game. They could both just flame right out in the second game. I don't know what Scott's going to do.
Because you can't play basketball with three guys that never take a shot.
He's in 22 games now. Those guys just must be really timid.